Mendelsbach, both Jewish.
Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas, celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. Guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges.
Is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, bar, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy indeed,
Hanukkah,
folks.
Hanukkah, everybody. The second night, for those of you following along at home. That was, as you might have all known, the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler.
Isaac, how's your Hanukkah been so far?
Pretty good. I've lit the candles.
Nice.
All two nights so far.
Nice.
Had some latkes. Gearing up for some intense dreidel. Intense dreidel playing. In the coming
Can
years.
One bet on but dreidel?
Absolutely.
Is it a gambling game?
Oh, fully, yeah. It both. Yes, yeah. It historically revolves around, in some
bets.
Sense, gambling. Yeah.
What do we know about the existence of a World Series of dreidel, a la the World Series of poker?
They have it.
And it's real.
Viewers. It's on like ESPN 8 or 9.
There aren't eight.
They don't have.
There's
one.
Only ESPN
sure,
8, the Ocho,
sure,
and Dodgeball.
I'm pretty sure like Seth Rogen and someone else did like a parody video about some
competitive dreidling.
And there definitely is, but it doesn't. It doesn't get as much exposure as it should. Is what I'll say about.
Well, I think maybe we'll do a little research during the next music break, and we'll get back to you with what we learn about competitive dreidling.
I think I want to know, and I hope that everyone out there listening wants to know as well.
The least strap
we can do.
The F in.
Yeah, but we hope for all of you celebrating Hanukkah out there that it's been filled with warmth and light thus far and continues to be. And for those of you not celebrating Hanukkah, we hope that the coming week is still warm and wonderful and that your Christmas or whatever holiday you're preparing for preparations.
The other thing that goes for all people, regardless of what holiday you celebrate, is maybe think a little bit about Princess Diana tonight.
Yeah.
Great woman. Represented the British royal family so well. Died tragically. An icon, dare I say?
Easily, yeah. Yeah, even those who didn't know her, like ourselves.
We never knew her.
Yeah, but...
But her legacy lives on, mm-hmm. on this fine Hanukkah evening. So let's see.
Yes.
It's Monday.
Yes.
It's, in case you forgot, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Freeform. Radio. Tufts. It's funny how you don't need... to order those words properly.
You
but
don't.
I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Anyways,
goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. Thank you. called out to our country, and you whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven, and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Loveliness we've lost, these empty days without your smile, this torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. Even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when rain set in. Footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Alrighty, we're just going to check back in with you for a second to offer you a quick PSA. Numbers to think about. Worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. That might be outdated. Comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare. That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25% of the planet's population. Wow. Numbers to think about. I don't know what to think about with that.
But we
won't get into it.
Well, either way, thank you, Gabe, for that. Those numbers to think about, which... Mm-hmm. Look, if you're not doing anything else, you might as well think about those numbers. Also, just to not leave you hanging from before, we still don't have too much definitive information on a dreidel Series quite yet, and we just don't want to come to you prematurely with information that's wrong or not the full story. So we'll try and get back to you by the end of the show. If not, maybe next week we'll follow up. But without further ado, we've got... We're gonna shift a little bit. That was our Hanukkah / candle related segment of the show, and yeah, we're gonna switch gears a little bit to something that we're excited to do. Try it out. Let us know what you think. Why don't you listen for yourself? You'll either like it or you won't. That's okay.
Fair
like
enough.
Like most things in life, you'll probably have an opinion, and that's all right. So, shall we?
Without further ado, let's get it started.
Thank you. tide, balanced on the biggest wave, race towards another grave. Thank you.
get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit. Don't hit me back. Too good, good bullshit. I'm in a high fidelity, first class traveling section. I think I need a lift yet.
Why it wasn't coming on 311. the grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.
Starts playing different tunes. I'll see you on the dark.
And touchdown. We're back.
Wow.
We just threw all of Dark Side of the Moon at you.
If you're still with us, thank you. Let's round of applause for anyone who stuck with us through that. That was a little experiment we played, if you didn't catch it, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon from top to bottom, all the way from head to toe.
It was a blast.
Yeah. Wow, what an album.
So we're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio,
Medford. And yeah,
that's about it from us.
We've
this
had
week.
A great night. Happy Hanukkah again, and I guess we'll play out now. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Just